Hello, this is Christina Dixon, and I am your English teacher for English 9 and 10. For this class, you will create a web page that will serve as your digital portfolio. In your technology and innovation project, you will create a written blog, a video blog or vlog, and an audio blog, also known as a podcast. I am creating this podcast as an example of one of the many ways that you can use a podcast. I'm creating this one for informational purposes. A digital portfolio is important for many reasons. It allows students to share their ideas with peers locally and globally. So students are not limited to getting feedback from students in the class. They can reach out to students in other countries or even on other continents. This allows students to make cultural connections that reach far beyond the town they live in. Another awesome thing about having a digital portfolio is it allows parents to view and interact with student work. Parents can leave comments and feedback on the work, and then the students have an opportunity to get feedback from someone other than the teacher. And this feedback can be immediate, and as soon as a student posts it, a parent at work may be able to give feedback, or it could be at the parent's convenience, and it doesn't become something that they have to respond to and read right in front of their child and give feedback. So it allows a parent to have time to digest, maybe even research the topic that the child is writing about, and make informed feedback. Another great aspect of a digital portfolio is it allows students to share their personality, their skill set, and their work ethic with potential colleges and employers. So employers and colleges really want to know, who is this person that they are hiring? Who is this person that they are inviting to their school? And will they be an asset to their company or college? A digital portfolio gives employers an opportunity to explore your thoughts, your sense of humor, and your skills without trying to formulate interview questions that will give them this insight. So there are many, many benefits to this digital portfolio that you will be creating, and also to the podcast, and I wanted this to serve as an example of a podcast. So, if you have any questions, please leave them in the comments, and I will be sure to answer them.